My name is Angela Diaz.
I'm
the church secretary for First Presbyterian Church. Colleen is, she's a blessing to all, everybody who ever has met her. She has always been like a grandmother to me, always. She's very knowledgeable about everything. She is a historian through and through. She can tell you stuff and stories of her life that, you know, I admire her velocity, her independence, her being able to do so much still at this age. And I constantly tell her, you know, I just hope that I have that much energy and vitality at that age, you know, with everything going on now. We just don't know. And so she's definitely a role model. She's always willing to help. She is going through a lot right now and adversity that she should not be going through. And she's handling it as best she can. She's doing beautifully with it. If you didn't know, you wouldn't know. Just have so much to say that she's a wonderful person. She's a wonderful boss. She's a wonderful pastor. She's loving. She's compassionate. I would call her queen of the church. She's been here probably the longest. She knows everything, the history. She knows all the people. She's been through the celebrations. So yeah, she's a beautiful person inside and out. Pelagius without Colleen would be a lot less compassionate. I know she has been involved in the museum, which there's been so many projects and stuff brought. I don't know every detail, but I know she's been in that. I don't know how deep, but I know we've had a lot of stuff that have been brought, you know, to our museum, to our city. And I'm sure most of it's been because of her. So there's historical things that I don't think would have been brought to, you know, the Cloacius population had she not been here. I mean, she has stepped, you know, we didn't have a pastor here. You know, our pastor retired early and she stepped in. You know, she's always been on the rotation to preach, but she stepped in, you know, and she preaches here and she preaches at Casa de Dios. And, you know, she preaches at College Port occasionally and, you know, she drives herself to see her children and she goes to, you know, to presbytery stuff. And so, I mean, she is a really a very, very big asset.